You will drop it for an animal to eat because you have the milk of that animal for food, blah, blah, blah. He will explain all of this, which leaves no place else. Then he will say, then look at it. Later, God will tell him, let go of that stuff. Then you will see the magic. Because without letting it go, you will not get it. In addition to all logical use of that logic, there is a magic in it, which will eat all the logical game of the fellowship. That's how it is, right? Here you say, look at this story. That stick we talked about, that the tree and blah, 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 all of that is really this body. When you're in it, you're it. But if you let go of this, drop it as a subject, just like that, then you will see how it is, how it's working, which part of it is good, which part is bad, which what needs correction and all that. And don't worry, because later you choose. Grab it, and it's yours. Period. Yes?
It became ruler over the party of Pharaoh. It turned their water into blood and caused them to beat their heads with their hands. From their sown fields arose famine and death on account of the locusts which devoured the leaves.
You see, what is he doing? He's explaining exactly the same. He was talking about the physical use of the logic. Now, he's explaining the other side of it. That, look at it. I told you that water will turn blood. Remember? Moses didn't do anything over there. But he was saying the stick did it. Because that's what it is. The magic, which was hidden stick, comes out. All of these magics is the outcome of that. Yes?
Till from Moses, when he considered the ultimate issue, there went up involuntarily a prayer. For what reason is all this disablement and striving, since this multitude will never become righteous?
You answer that question. This is it, the end of the book. Yeah, you will say, even Moses started to pray that. Oh my God, this, so many magic. And these people, look at them. They don't give a damn about this. They are animals. That's what the public is all about. So what's the need of all of this? Don't you have that question in your mind? Because whenever you look around, the society is missing a lot. Not because society is bad, because we know better. When that better is done, we know much, much better. So it's always bad. It could look like that, but in reality, is it like that? Here we say, Now the answer to that silly question of yours.
The command came saying, follow Noah, refrain from considering the end as it has been disclosed. Take no heed of that, since thou art one who calls to the way. The command, deliver the message, is there. It is not void.
Yeah. The order is baldaha. Means do the propaganda. Be active. He says, hey, okay, we know that the public is like that. We know the negative part of it. But what is the rule of teaching? How do you teach your children? You know that they are stupid. You see they are doing stupid stuff, right? But you don't beat them up. You know that they could learn. Okay, I will bring it down. Let's go slowly on all of that. You see? This is what it is. Because this is something that should be build up here. We are the builders. He has done his job and he's watching us with all these possibilities. We have to work. You say, ah, you have to pretend that everybody is not bad. Yeah. First of all, you don't know. Do you know everyone? Do you know the reason of everyone for doing something bad? It's not complicated. You are told to keep quiet. Be hopeful, because hopes comes from there. How? Logic. You see that improvement works, don't you? This is the logical stuff. So improvement works. Improve yourself. This is what it is. Because if you look, I always talk about yin and yang, right? If you look at it and you go, okay, yeah, I don't like the dark side of it, you're silly, you didn't get it. Bad and good are two sides of one coin. Everything could be this or that. Because we're talking about changing and the rules and all that. Here you'll say, no. There is this order that do it, and when they order you something like this, no question. Why? Yes.
The least purpose is that through this persistence of thine, that obstinacy and rebellious pride may be displayed.
Yeah, this is something that you never really thought about. He says, listen, when you talk about the goodness, then that stupidity is visible, becomes visible. We could talk about it. If you keep quiet because the majority are like that, nobody understands that majority either. Everything is hidden. The first thing is to bring it out, to make it visible. Yes?
So that God's showing the way and letting others be lost may become evident to all the followers of religious sects. Inasmuch as the object of existence was a manifestation, it must be tested by means of exhorting and leading astray.
Yeah, this is a very heavy stuff. Literally, if I read the Persian one, it's a heavy stuff. First of all, creation, why he created it? Why the creation? They would say, to become visible. This is what creation is. Everything was, but nothing was visible. Creation will bring it out to make it visible. Right? He said, how something comes visible? To go through a process that you talk positive or negative about it. You will see what is the goodness in it, what is the wrongness in it. That's how it will open up. It will be obvious. Before that, it's there, but it's not visible. A good eye will make that stuff visible. Yes?
The devil persists in error. The sheikh persists in guiding aright. Mm-hmm.
So there are two different jobs. There is one job of the devil. Devil is active, right? And he's sent here with us. He's a part of you. You're invisible part of you. That's a devil, right? He said, what is the job of this devil? What is the job of the devil? Do you remember? He is the wise, logical fellow. And here, he does all the logical stuff only. So when we talk about beyond the logic, that fellow will say, no, this is wrong. He says, look at it, this is the job of this fellow. This fellow was in paradise, he was the closest to the God, and because of arrogance, he's doomed to come down here and live with us. What is his job? logically wants to make us logic, a copy of himself. He says, okay, there is another job here. These teachers of this knowledge we are talking about, they have the job which is exactly opposite of that. He will push to prove the logic to you. They will try to teach beyond the logic to you. That's the difference. Yes?
When that grievous command proceeded step by step, the whole Nile was turned into blood from end to end, till Pharaoh came in person to him, humbly entreating him, his tall figure bent double, and said, O sovereign, do not that which we did, we have not the face to offer words. I will become obedient to thy command with every bet. I am accustomed to be held in honor. Do not deal hardly with me. Hark, move thy lips in mercy, O trusted one, that it may shut this fiery mouth. He said, O Lord, he is deceiving me. He is deceiving thy deceiver.
Aha! So we played the game. He said, listen, in you, this is what happens. We are talking about this stuff. Then you, Pharaoh, your arrogant one, will step forward. This time with another trick. He says, listen, I'm the king. I'm used to be the Pharaoh. I cannot do the opposite. You could do it, you Moses, you reverse this stuff, make the blood to water and that kind of stuff. Moses turns around and says, oh God, he wants to trick me. Should I accept his trick and trick him again? Or do something else? Because this is not something happened so many years ago. This is what's happening in you now. Don't forget that. Because whenever we talk about these subjects, the logical fellow in you comes out to do something. And when we are very strong, that fellow pretends to be very humble. But there is something that I don't get it. I cannot. You see, you do it for me. Yes.
Shall I hearken, or shall I too give him the seed, in order that that puller of the branch may recognize the root? For the root of every cunning and contrivance is with us. Whatsoever is on the earth, its root is from heaven.
Aha! This is Moses. He looks at everything. He knows that everything is coming from this historical improvement and all that stuff. So you know that everything is coming from the sky. Whatever is here has a beginning, blah, 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 all of that. So he will say, okay, my God, what should I do? Trick him or not to trick him? The God will say, listen, he's not even worth it, your tricks. This is like a dog. Just throw a piece of bone. In the Rumi's time, they don't have a dog at home in the box, which is a poodle or in a blah, blah, blah. Dog is the dog. So you say, throw a bone for the dog. Yes?
God said, that cur is not worth even that. Fling a bone to the cur from a distance. Hark, shake the rod, so that the sods may give back whatever the locusts have destroyed. And let the locusts immediately become black, that the people may behold the transformation wrought by God. For I have no need of means. Those means are for the purpose of a screen and covering.
That's the point that everybody forgets. In so many different interpretations of different religions, look at it. When they talk about God, God is